So now that Donnie's kind of more part of the Clone Club, does that mean we'll see him interact with more of the other clones this season?
I think it's safe to say yes, you'll see some more interaction. That's the fun thing. When you know on Orphan Black that you have, when you join Clone Club, then you know you're going to get some more time with some of the other clones out there. Or at least there's the possibility for that. But yeah, there's some fun stuff ahead, for sure, for Donnie.
And how about the caster clones?
The caster clones. They are scary. Those bastards. No, they're very intimidating. They're the source of a lot of excitement and a lot of action and a lot of suspense in the show. So I'm going to leave that answer blank. But more so, I do get to see Tat, for sure.
Do you think because it's sort of a, well, it's not quite a co-production because it's a BBC America series,
right,
but there's the British element. Just wondering, do you think it feels different to, say, a show which is originated, you know, just in the States? Is there a different feeling to it, do you think, as a series?
Definitely. I mean, to add another level to that, it's a Canadian show.
Yes.
It's produced in Toronto. The show creators are Canadian, and the writing team is all Canadian. I would say 90% of the cast is Canadian, maybe even more than that. And the rest of the cast is kind of made up of Brits,
yes,
to be honest. So it has a Canadian feel to it, which is very similar to, I mean, to be honest, to the rest of the world is very similar to American culture, but for us, we see the difference. Of course, I'm a Canadian myself. So it does have all these elements. It resides in a world of North America. The suburban world that Allison and Donnie live in is very similar to the suburban world in middle America, in the States, up in Canada, and in a lot of suburban areas around the world.
Mm.
But I like that we mix in that BBC flair, to be honest, because we're such a fan of that back in Canada. BBC shows are very, very popular in Canada, and we're always stuck between the eagle and the crown, so to speak. So yeah, it's nice to have that element tied in there. It actually makes it feel very Canadian because it does have those American and British elements mixed in, which is pretty much what Canadian culture is.
So obviously at the end of last season, the big twist was Ari Millen's character,
mm-hmm,
being a clone. But what would you have done if they decided to make Donnie a clone? And how do you think Allison would have reacted to her husband being a clone?
She would not be able to take it. That would be terrible. She would be just completely overcome by multiple Donnies. Multiple Donnies, that just sounds so awful. There's only one Donnie Hendrix. I mean, come on, only one person could be that much of a schlub. It would be interesting to see what clone Donnie would be like, the different versions. There'd probably be some, like, badass Secret Service version, one who somehow gets everything right, which is definitely not like the regular Donnie Hendrix. If I had found out that I was a clone, I probably would have freaked out and then been really excited for all the crazy possibilities. But at the end of the day, what's amazing about season 3, more than any other season, is there are so many characters now. We almost, you know, double our clones by having these male clones come in, this wolf pack. And yet, with the same amount of episodes and the same amount of time in the season, we explore deeper into the lives of Tatiana's Lita clones, and we explore deep into Ari's caster clones, and all the auxiliary characters get a lot of time as well to flesh things out. So somehow they managed to cover everybody this season, which is insane. That it's the most economic writing ever. I can't believe they accomplished that. So whether you're a clone or not, you certainly get your due on Orphan Black.
Obviously, I could never work out whether Donnie was like the best monitor or the worst monitor, because he was the only one in season one that managed to not blow his cover, but he was also the one that didn't even know what he was monitoring. But how do you think you would fare as a monitor?
I would be excellent as a monitor. Come on. Are you kidding me? I think I actually would be a pretty good monitor. I went to military school in the States for high school. I went to Valley Forge Military Academy, and I have a lot of... I was actually going to join the Army before I got into acting, so I've always been a big fan of spy films. I've always been a big fan of action films and military films. And who am I kidding? I'd probably be terrible. I'd like to talk a big game, but anytime I try to do anything cool, I always trip and fall flat on my face. So, yeah, I'll just be honest. I'd probably be a terrible monitor. I'm not nearly as badass as I wished I was.
And in the last season, you got to kind of do a little bit of an impersonation of Allison.
I'm the only other actor to play one of Tatiana's clones, I guess.
I was going to say that, because obviously she does a lot of impersonations of her own characters.
Right. She got to do a bit of Donnie. She got to do Allison. So it's Tatiana playing Allison, playing Sarah, playing Donnie. There isn't an award for that. There should be.
So do you get jealous of the amount of kind of different characters that she gets to do? Would you like to do more, like, impersonations?
When you see how exhausted Tatiana is at the end of the season, you don't wish that on anybody. I've never met someone who works so hard, has such a relentless schedule in terms of film work, plus press on the weekends and photo shoots and other things, plus just the amount of work she has to do with a script. It's not like she's just another character each episode. She's learning five parts or more per episode. So that's five times the work of any regular normal actor out there. It's absolutely insane and unheard of how busy she is. And I think in season one, she was in practically every single scene of the whole season. It's absolutely insane. Do I get jealous of her? Sure. I mean, any actor would love the opportunity to play so many roles and really get into a meaty part like that. Doesn't mean that every actor can do it. She certainly can. I don't think there are that many people out there who have the ability to do it. I don't know if I would have the ability to do it, but she never ceases to amaze me, and the critics, and everybody else who watches the show. They broke the mold with that one. She's amazing. Yeah.